morning. Today we have two somewhat related questions. The concept of Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. When Adar comes, we increase the Simcha. Question number one is, are we talking specifically about Adar Bet, the second Adar when we have a leap year, because that's the month that we celebrate Purim, or does it also include the first Adar, Adar Aleph? Second question is, how about Nisan with the holiday of Pesach, do we continue this concept of Mishnichnas Adar Marbi Misimcha also into Nisan? So we're going to reverse the questions and we're going to answer the second one first. So on the Gemara in Tainus where it says Mishnichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, Rashi says something very cryptic. He says, talking about Adar, that we have increased Simcha, Yemei Nisim Hayu, those were great days of miracles for Klal Yisrael, Hayu Li Yisrael, Purim Upesach. And he says, what were the great Nisim? Purim and Pesach. Purim is during Adar. Pesach is during Nisan, and we're talking specifically about Adar. So the Yaivitz asks as follows, Rashi, we don't understand why you're adding in Pesach. The concept here is Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. It's Adar. That's Purim. What does Pesach have to do with that? So in fact, the Chassam Sofer in his Tshuvas answers, and he actually brings two answers to it, and he leverages the concept of that in Klal Yisrael Ein Mazel Yisrael. There's not a concept of having Mazel, that this is a propitious time for Klal Yisrael. But on the other hand, we see that Mishnichnas Adar Marbi Misimcha, that Adar is a propitious time for Klal Yisrael. So which is it? So he says as follows in his first answer. He says, if you just have one event, then that's not a propitious time. One event, one great thing happened to Klal Yisrael, that does not mean that we have mazel. However, Rashi is coming to teach us that when you have two events back to back, we have Purim and Adar, and then we have Pesach in the very next month, we see from there that indeed, typically, there's no mazel Yisrael. We don't have this concept of having a propitious time. But when you have two events back to back, then we say, indeed, the mazel is strong for Klal Yisrael at this time. So indeed, based on that, we see that Rashi is coming to tell us that when it says Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, that's the beginning. Adar is the beginning of the Simcha, but that continues into Nisan with Pesach as well. He also brings a second reason why Rashi would say Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha is including Purim and Pesach. He says as follows, if we just had Purim, it would not be clear that we had positive events that came out because Klal Yisrael has a good mazel at that time, because it very well could be that simply Haman and Amalek have a bad mazel at the time. In other words, Klal Yisrael, maybe we're part of it, doesn't mean we have a good mazel at that time. So comes Pesach, and we see that we were saved the second time. We had Yeshua, we had a salvation from Yitzrayim. Accordingly, we see that certainly with those two events, we have it back to back again. This is a time that is propitious for Klal Yisrael. So the bottom line, based on that, is Rashi is coming to teach us that it's not only Purim and Adar, but as well Pesach in Nisan as well. So to our second question then, are we only talking about the second Adar, or if we have a leap year, do we talk about the first Adar has this din of Simcha also? So the Sfas Emes comes to discuss this, and it's based on the Gemara that says Kishem Mishenichnas Av Mematin Besimcha, just like when the month of Av comes in, we decrease our Simcha. Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbi Besimcha. So too, when Adar comes, we increase our Simcha. So the Sfas Emes asks, why do we have to connect, and what is the connection between the two? Apparently, Av is a bad time for us, we decrease Simcha. Adar is a good time for us, we increase Simcha. But the Gemara here is connecting the two. Just like in Av, we decrease, so too in Adar, we increase Simcha. So what's the connection between them? So the Sfas Emes answers as follows, that the concept, the reason for the Avelus that we have in the Chodesh of Av, in the month of Av, is because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in that time. And he says that's the exact same concept, but the opposite concept when it comes to Adar. That Adar, the concept, the first of Adar, they announce it's time for us to donate our shkalim for the Beis HaMikdash that would be used for the various costs, the nadavas, the karbonos, and the Beis HaMikdash. And Klal Yisrael gave those shkalim besimcha. And because Klal Yisrael took upon themselves to give the shkalim in Adar, at the beginning of Adar, besimcha, so too we have a simcha at this time as well. So based on that concept, the Shevet Alevi says as follows, that when we have a leap year, we have Adar Aleph and Adar Bet, the simcha of the concept of Mishnichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, that we Simcha that we have in Adar, is specifically in the second month of Adar. Why is that? Because it was only on Rosh Chodesh Adar of the second Adar that they used to they started announcing it's time to donate your shkalim to the Beis Hamikdash. So because of that donation of the shkalim was in Adar Beis, the simcha that we have from the donations and the simcha that we have carried forward from the simcha that they had in giving the donations that we continue today, that is specifically in Adar Beis. So there we have it in a nutshell. We do have a somewhat based on Rashi, the Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha somewhat continues into Nisach because of the salvation that we saw from Mitzrayim, but we are talking, at least according to the Shevet Alevi, that the Simcha is in Adar Beis, not Adar Aleph.